Throughout the morning hours of July 2nd, both armies continued to converge upon Gettysburg in preparation for a major battle. About noon, with little enemy activity in his front, Union General Daniel Sickles advanced his corps in a broad salient with its apex in a peach orchard and wheat field along the Emmitsburg Road. From a defensive standpoint, however, the position was a vulnerable one, and when, shortly before 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Longstreet's corps attacked in echelon along the length of the salient, Sickles' men came under converging fire. On both ends of the exposed salient, Union forces narrowly averted disaster. On the left, units of Sykes' corps were rushed to Little Round Top in time to fight off repeated rebel assaults on the heights, while on the right, a Minnesota regiment charged an entire enemy brigade in order to buy Union commanders time to fill a breach in the line. By nightfall, Sickles' corps had been driven back to the ridge, but the Union left had held.